upon a time, there lived a most beautiful and kind young girl. But fate had not been kind to her, and she led a most unhappy life. For you see, her mother had died when she was still a baby, and her new stepmother was most cruel and unkind, forcing the young girl to do all of the housework without ever offering to help. The wicked stepmother had two daughters of her own, and unfortunately, they seemed to have inherited all of their mother's laziness and meanness.
Cinderella!
Every evening when she had finished cleaning up after her stepfamily all day, she would go into the kitchen and sit by the fireplace. The warm glow of the fire seemed to relax her and renew her strength after such a long, hot day. But her sisters laughed at her and began to call her Cinderella, because her clothes were always flecked with the ashes of cinders from the fire. But even though her clothes were ragged and her life was filled with misfortune, Cinderella's lovely smile always shone through, and her sisters were very jealous of her beauty. One day, a courier from the castle delivered an invitation to a grand ball to be hosted by the handsome young prince of the land. It was to be a gala and festive affair, and to it was invited every young girl in the kingdom. The stepsisters immediately began to squeeze into their finest gowns and put on layer after layer of rouge and lipstick. After all, there was always the chance that they might catch the young prince's eye, and if they were really lucky, he might even propose. But to poor Cinderella, the ball only meant more work on top of her already tiring daily chores. Why, her sisters couldn't possibly get ready without her help. Cinderella wanted to go to the ball, but what would she wear? She didn't have a single gown that wasn't torn or singed by the cinders, and her selfish sisters would never let her borrow one of theirs. The stepsisters left for the ball with not so much as a word of thanks to Cinderella for her help in getting ready. And as usual, Cinderella was left alone to clean up after them. Oh, look at that mess. How could her sisters be so cruel and inconsiderate? Just once, Cinderella wanted to dress up and go to a party, to dance and have a good time like all the other girls her age. How could her sisters be so cruel and inconsiderate? Suddenly, from out of nowhere, Cinderella's fairy godmother appeared.
Why are you crying, Cinderella?
I'd like to. I mean, I'd...
You'd like to go to the ball, too, isn't that it?
Uh-huh.
Well, then, dry your tears. I think I may be able to do something about that, dear.
The fairy godmother led Cinderella outside and selected a large, ripe pumpkin from the garden. And when she touched it with her magic wand,
why, it's a carriage.
Next, the fairy godmother opened the mousetrap, and one by one,
there's one, there's two, there's three, there's four, there's five. And here's six. And this plump little fellow would make a perfect coachman for you, my dear. There you go.
Oh.
And now it's your turn, Cinderella. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
For Cinderella, a gown of silk and velvet. Cinderella, just one word of warning. You must return no later than 12 midnight, When the clock strikes 12, your coach, horses, and gown will all return to their original form. Don't forget now.
I won't. I'll be sure to be back by then.
Have a nice time, dear.
And so it was that Cinderella set off for the ball, escorted handsomely by her mouse coachman and pumpkin carriage, and wearing a beautiful silken gown and sparkling glass slippers. The loveliest girls in the kingdom were at the ball, and they were all dressed in their finest gowns, and each one in turn had a chance to dance and talk with the handsome prince. But still his heart was heavy, because he was unable to find the right girl to make his bride. But then, Cinderella had arrived at the ball.
Oh. Huh?
As Cinderella made her entrance, all eyes were turned in her direction. Never had the prince seen anyone so lovely. Who was she? Where had she come from? No one seemed to know.
Please.
Yes.
They danced and they danced, losing all sense of time and place. It was as if they were alone, forgetting about all the others at the ball. It seemed they would dance forever. Midnight. Cinderella had lost all track of time.
What is it? Wait! Come back! Wait! Stop her!
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Stop! Please wait!
Cinderella had to get out of the castle before her gown turned once more to rags.
Hurry, hurry, please. It's about to strike 12.
Oh? Wait! At least tell me your name.
It was just as her fairy godmother had warned. As soon as the great clock in the castle tower struck for a 12th time, the pumpkin, mice, and gown all were changed back to their original forms. Only the precious glass slippers remained. It was all the prince had to remind him of her.
Hear ye, hear ye! Our king hereby proclaims that his son, the prince, shall marry the first maiden whose foot shall fit the glass slipper found at the ball.
The king's men carried the glass slipper from house to house, and each girl in the land took her turn at trying to squeeze into the slipper, but to no avail. It was just too dainty for their big feet. Eventually, the slipper was brought to Cinderella's house.
Look out!
Finally, it was Cinderella's turn. There was no doubt about it. Cinderella was the girl from the ball. Cinderella was then taken directly to the castle. Thank you.
You found her.
The handsome prince had at last found his true love. And their wedding was proclaimed throughout the land. Cinderella became a kind and generous princess, and they lived happily ever after.